Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Raisin Bran? You got to put Raisin Bran up there. Everybody knows it.
It's Mike Shope.
Listen, get your own stupid old dying person team and choose your own cereals.
And the Bulldog.
I shall unleash my fury upon you like the crashing of a thousand waves.
That cereal is soggy. You reach into the fridge for the milk and open the lid on the milk to pour it in there, and that crap is already soggy.
I am untethered and my rage knows no bounds.
That's a problem for a cereal.
A huge problem.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog on WGR Sports Radio 550.
Iron pigs. I've never really warmed up to it. Iron pigs. One word, by the way, in this case.
Yeah.
Iron pigs.
Lehigh Valley.
They moved there from Ottawa a few years ago.
All right.
One word, iron pigs.
Yeah, that's tough.
They're really good, by the way. I know you probably knew that. They win 2 out of 3 games.
Hang on, let me get to the page I've got open of the International League standings.
There must have been a mix-up. I don't hear you talking. Has the Pittsburgh sports scene become so bleak that there's iron pigs talk? It's the other part of the state. But so I doubt it. Andrew Filippone with us, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh, longtime friend of ours, joins us on the West Her Hotline. We have not reached DEFCON iron pigs, right, Andrew?
Bulldog, would you consider something that happened 20 years ago, a few years ago? The Ottawa Lynx left Canada when I was still doing games. I think when I was in college, Mike. That's no longer a few. That's crossed the few Rubicon. That's a long time ago.
Good catch.
That's fair.
Good catch, Andrew.
That's a non-derogatory. That's fair. I accept it. I did a game in Ottawa, a playoff game. Rochester and Ottawa, like 95 that would have been. So, all right. So the answer is no. Even though, as astute as you are on the Iron Pigs history, we're not hearing much about them on your show.
You know, it's honestly, when I was with you guys in 2008 and 2009, I would say our sports scene is better in terms of like big name celebrity athletes or coaches. You've got Paul Skeens, you've got Mike Tomlin, you've got Sidney Crosby. But the results really aren't that much better. The Steelers achieve high-end mediocrity. They don't go 7-9. They go 10-7 and get blown out in every playoff game they play in, and they're non-competitive.
Yeah, they're like the fancy drought Bills, really, the Steelers right now.
Yep. The Penguins have now gone 3 straight years without a playoff appearance, and the Pirates have the longest drought among National League teams when it comes to their most recent playoff performance. Only the Angels have gone longer without making the playoffs in the big leagues.
So how real is the talk of trading Paul Skeens already? Is that just something like, I know, because we got to get through the day. But is it real?
Well, first of all, Mike, I saw the Paul Skeens 1-of-1 MLB debut patch card today. I don't know if you were aware of that whole melodrama, but a kid pulled it and it went for auction at $1.1 million. Dick's Sporting Goods bought it, and they have it at a store here for everyone to see. And I stopped there today and checked it out, and kind of makes me want to get back into the hobby. But anyways,
interesting.
It's real. It's real in that they're so far away from winning. This franchise just tied a major league record for the longest streak of games without scoring more than 4 runs, 26 in a row. They tied the 1969 Angels and 1931 Boston Braves. That's how bad it's been. And there doesn't look to be a light at the end of the tunnel. So when you see things like an American League team president believes that the Pirates would get the biggest trade return in Major League history for Paul Skeens. I think that makes you at least think about it. Now, Ben Cherington, who other than winning your Red Sox a World Series, Bulldog, has finished in last place in 7 of 8 seasons as a general manager. He said today that it's not happening and didn't even give it the GM speak of, well, we listen to every call. He just completely shot it down. I think it's because the owner made him say that. So it's real in that when you have this kind of pitcher who only goes out there once every fifth day and your team is really adrift in bereft of talent, I think you should consider bold things like that. But no, I think from a PR standpoint, they'd never do it because the fans would revolt.
Yeah. How long do you have? I'm not that familiar with how the different it's always felt to me like baseball players are a long way away from freedom. It's like, how long do they have him under team control for?
They have 4 more years after this. I think trying to eat up arbitration and make those guaranteed dollars and eating up and buying some of the free agent years is probably a non-starter just based on how gloomy things are here right now. Like, he's such a competitive guy and wants to win so badly. I can't see him signing up for more of this. So really the window to win with him is even smaller than that, because they will trade him at some point. There's no question. He won't sign a second contract with the Pirates. So it's a matter of when rather than if. And, you know, that's the depressing thing about baseball here. I mean, there's no stopping teams like the Guardians or Rays from winning on a budget. It happens all the time, but it happens less frequently here. And unlike the Bills keeping Josh Allen, there's just no hope of a small market team like the Pirates keeping Paul Skeens once they draft him one overall.
It just sounds so awful because like, I'm not following it super closely, but when I know he's pitching and I don't have a hockey playoff game or something else that I'm okay, Paul Skeens, it's appointment television, but you're already probably thinking we better trade him before he blows his elbow out, which is an awful way to live.
Which was honestly the debate about drafting him one overall in the first place,
right?
Because his teammate at Dylan Cruz went with the second pick, and there were a lot of people inside baseball who said that that was actually the better move. So he wasn't even, it's interesting now, a year later, 2 years later, actually, from when they picked him, everyone makes it out like it was a slam dunk, no-brainer decision to take him, but it actually wasn't. And I think we're seeing why people in baseball thought it might make sense to take a position player who had a great ceiling more than the pitcher who only affects things when he starts 33 times at best a year. So it is depressing. It is sad. My co-host made a very good point before the season started, which was, I think the Pirates believe that this is a good thing, that he's going to bring eyeballs and positive attention and viewers and create revenue by people buying jerseys and going to games and stuff. It's actually done the exact opposite, because it's put a spotlight on Pittsburgh and how poorly run the team is and how skinflint the owner is oftentimes. So, yeah, it's amazing. You think apathy set in here because they're so rarely good, but people are just, for the most part, really annoyed and ticked off and want to vent about it.
Which I think maybe is better than, you know,
for
just
us it is, no doubt.
For
yeah.
you, for you,
yeah,
yes.
Because Andrew, I mean, you can imagine what it's like trying to talk about the hockey team around here. 14 years, no playoffs. I feel as a host even apathetic at times, and that's death.
And Skeens, definitely, for better or worse, you're watching in Buffalo. The ratings here when he pitches are huge. We see it actually on our streaming numbers. When he's in the game, it pops. As soon as he exits, it goes way down.
Yeah,
he's appointment viewing and watching. I mentioned that Dick's Sporting Goods I was at, there was an associate there who I talked to today who said his jerseys sell more there than T.J. Watt or Sidney Crosby. You could easily make the case anecdotally that he's the most popular athlete in this town right now.
And he's somewhat of a sympathetic figure, very much one.
Absolutely. He's a martyr.
Hoyt William. Oh, I've been sitting on this for 5 minutes, and I'm finally saying it, and I messed it up. Hoyt Wilhelm at 46 a clean 10 saves for the 1969 Angels, by the way. Do you think maybe Hoyt Wilhelm, maybe he could have pitched for the 31 Braves too, but no, he didn't go back
far. A name like that sounds like it's from the
30s. He only goes back to 1952, but you know, he pitched almost to age 50. Andrew Filippone on the Wester Hotline. Handicap for us, Andrew, the Steelers week one starting quarterback percentages or percent chance week one at the Jets.
Well, they think it's 100% Aaron Rodgers. They've told their players that. Art Rooney said at that owner's vote in Minnesota this week that we just have to wait a little bit longer. They're saying things like he'll be here in time for mandatory minicamp. I think they believe after the Egypt fiasco last year with the Jets that from an optic standpoint, Aaron Rodgers wants to show people, hey, when everybody needs to be here, I was there. So that's the Steelers' take. But I don't share that optimism. I think it's more like 50-50. Just because the guy's, you know, his attitude towards football right now does not seem like it's the end-all, be-all, and it's not all that important for him to further his career and make a statement with the Steelers in 2025. I don't know. That's just me reading tea leaves from Joe Rogan this week and just what he seems to be doing in his personal life. And I just don't get the sense that he's like Tom Brady, where this is all he cares about. And I think at 41 years old, you probably have to be wired that way. So I still think he'll end up here, but I could see him leaving the Steelers at the altar and them going with Mason Rudolph this season.
Rudolph, and then is there hope for Will Howard? I doubt it would be, you know, week one, of course, but is he interesting to you?
He is the most, I said this today on the show, I think he's the most overhyped sixth-round pick in NFL history.
Okay.
Like, I do have some optimism for him because he won a national championship and he got better as the season went on. And John Gruden said, you remind me of Josh Allen. You've got the same size and weight and you move well. And you had four rushing touchdowns in college of over 65 yards. And you seem to get penalized for playing with great players. And teams thought you were a byproduct of that offense you were in at Ohio State. But I am intrigued. I'd like to see him play. I mean, if I were in charge of the team, if it were my call, I would just go with Will Howard and let him sink or swim. And if you stink, so be it. That puts you in great position to take a quarterback in the 2026 draft. I don't see what the point is of Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I just really don't. Like, what are you going to do? Go 10-7 again and finish sixth in the AFC and you're a touchdown underdog in the AFC playoffs in the wild card round? Like, we've seen that too many times.
Well,
I don't see them as a legit Super Bowl contender with him.
The answer to that question, though, is clearly yes. Like, that is the point of Aaron Rodgers. And the next question is, well, what is that worth to you? And to you, and to me, and probably to Bulldog, it's not worth a lot. But they don't have to lose that game, right? Like, that's
right.
And it continues the Steelers brand, you know, the consistency, at least.
Tomlin never under 500, all that.
Yeah, I don't really respect it, but I'm not him. You know, I don't have the same incentive as this coach would. So I think that is the point, and they're probably a few games worse. Well, is that right? Are they? Would you agree that they're probably at least a couple games worse without Rob?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Rodgers?
Maybe. I mean, I didn't think Mason Rudolph played that bad for the Steelers at the end of 2023 when he went into Buffalo and played you guys in the playoffs. I know they got behind three touchdowns in that game, and he threw that interception in the end zone. He was the reason he lit a spark for them. Now, I don't have delusions of grandeur with him. Like, I don't think he's going to – I mean, maybe he would be Sam Darnold or Geno Smith. I mean, that would be the upshot. Probably not. I guess there's always a chance. I'd rather dig into that than see what a 41-year-old can do. I mean, if Aaron Rodgers plays well, he's not back here, I don't think, in 2026. You know, the brother of the owner went on Russ Tucker's podcast, and I think he let the cat out of the bag. He said that the team outperforms the mean every year. And he said that not as a pejorative, like it was a negative thing. He said it like that was like a badge of honor for the organization, that they're never bad. They're always better than more than half the league, which makes me think that that probably is their internal expectation, which completely differs from what they used to say and how the fans and how I view them. So, yeah, I mean, they probably look at, Mike, they probably see the difference between 10-7 and 9-8 is some huge thing. I don't, but I really, and by the way, Tomlin has told people that he still believes, and this is crazy to me, he really believes that they can compete for a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers. He thinks there's still a great quarterback in there. I didn't see it. I think the second half of the season, people point to the numbers. I think they've been completely blown out of proportion. When the Bills played the Jets at the end of the year, I watched that game. I didn't think Aaron Rodgers had anything left.
40-0.
So I'm just surprised by how, how many people have tried to twist and contort the numbers at the end of the year to say that this guy can still play. We heard people do that with Russell Wilson before he came here last year, and guess what? The numbers did lie.
Yeah.
He wasn't a good quarterback anymore.
Yeah, the guy, you know, a great player, a player who's been so great for so long, the deterioration doesn't come all at once. Like, he doesn't always look like he can't play. There was a game last year in San Francisco, I think it was, that Rodgers, because I mean, I thought he was going to be a disaster with the Jets. I never bought it. I didn't think he was good as last year in Green Bay. And okay, I'm going to go to the Jets and the Achilles injury and whatever. But so last year, I was like, ball of fire. This thing is going to, it's going to crash and burn so hard. But then this early in the year, this good game, I think primetime game, like, oh, vintage Rodgers. Like, yeah, once in a while it can come because it's all in there. But age and injury and all of it just catches up to you where you just can't do that for whatever it takes, 1,000 pass attempts a year or whatever. And to think it's going to suddenly elevate, I mean, that's, I guess, the point about the playoff game. Because could he have that game in a playoff game if you get there? I suppose. It could happen. But, man, I just wouldn't bet on it at all.
Their goal right now is a team that so many Bills fans can relate to between Jim Kelly and Josh Allen, is to find their next franchise quarterback. And you get no closer to that by playing Aaron Rodgers. The only way, in theory, you would get closer is if Rodgers is so bad, you have your first losing season under Tomlin, and it sets you up in the draft to get that guy. That should be their number one objective at all times. And I just don't see bringing him here as someone that helps you achieve that. That's why I'd rather play a six-round rookie quarterback. That's why I'd rather at least maybe for a few games see if Mason Rudolph is the guy they initially drafted if you give him a longer runway. The Rodgers thing, in my opinion, is just a complete waste of time. And I thought the Steelers were better than that, but I was wrong because they tricked themselves into thinking that they can get the Aaron Rodgers who beat them in the Super Bowl 15 years ago.
Andrew, bringing up earlier the 2023 playoff game, the Bills over the Steelers. 2-for-12 on three targets that day for Pittsburgh. You guessed it, Hoyt Wilhelm. No, it was Allen Robinson, but it might as well have been Hoyt Wilhelm that day. Andrew, any questions for us?
Where are you guys going on vacation this summer?
For me, it's weekend lacrosse trips, you know, probably six times. Nothing. We've got a week at a cottage in Canada that we did last year, too, that's fabulous. But that's that and, you know, Bel Air, Maryland, Columbus, Lake George, Albany. That's what's on my schedule.
Mike's on the youth sports junket, which I definitely punched the clock and punched out a number of times on those trips.
Plus hockey trips to the north.
Yeah, nothing for me, man. We went to Spain last summer. Went to Puerto Rico this spring, and we had to have let's cool it with the airfares, you know, because we got a little loose there.
Bulldog got a speeding ticket in Spain and refuses to pay it.
I got a speeding ticket in Spain, yeah. I got mailed a speeding ticket months after we got home, and I've since gotten a follow-up, and I'm just not gonna pay it.
I love the follow-up. We're still here waiting for your check.
Let him come get me.
Yeah.
Here's my question on that. Is it like the Euro, where there seems to be among European countries this bond where if you went to another country in Europe, could they use that speeding ticket in Spain against you?
One has wondered.
I think it's possible. Most of the feedback I've got, because of course, like any good radio talk show host, we have talked about this on the air. I've gotten feedback that says, like, as long as you don't go try to rent a car in Spain, you should be fine. But I don't know. I mean, it could happen. I did rent a car in Puerto Rico in my name, and nothing got flagged. But that's not Europe. So I don't know, Andrew. I don't have an answer. I guess we'll find out when we go to Germany.
Spanish is spoken, I guess, but it's not Europe. So there's one distinction you can make.
How about Denmark beating Canada today? Did you guys see that?
Saw the score. Crosby and Marc-Andre Fleury are both on that team, right? That's it for Fleury.
Well, here's what happened. Canada was up 1-0 with under 2 minutes left. Denmark scored 2 to beat them. And for people here that wanted to see Marc-Andre Fleury go out on top, he didn't play. They put Binnington in. Ooh. To which I'll say, the guy's a Hall of Fame goalie. It's his swan song. Binnington already had the Four Nations tournament. I think they deserved it. I mean, what are you doing? Not playing Fleury. It's Denmark, for crying out loud. Come on now.
They thought they'd win. Would he have played in the semis, maybe? Has he been playing?
Yeah, maybe. Were they alternating, or was it Fleury all along, Andrew? I've been paying that close attention to, you know.
They've alternated because they've had games pretty much every day there. But I think once you get to the tournament, you ride the guy that is literally never going to play a game of hockey ever again. I don't know.
Well, it's not the Iron Pigs, but it is Denmark, and we'll have to leave it at that. Thank you.
All right, boys.
Thank you, Andrew.
Always fun to talk to you. Yep. Goodbye.
Likewise. Andrew Filippone, 93.7 The Fan in Pittsburgh. Speaking of hockey, earlier today, not on the Worlds, but on the NHL playoffs and the Sabres, Matt Larkin from DailyFaceoff.com joined us. We'll have that conversation for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here, WGR.